evolution.
TripSimpler.com.
There we go. The show's officially on the road. It's like a Friday, a few minutes past nine. It's Untapped Talent. For the next hour or so, we'll be chatting, right? Unearthing young talent up and comers. And as usual, as we always do, week after week. If you do not know it yet, my name is Siya Sangwenifin, and thank you so much for having us on. But listen, I'm very, very excited this time around. There are many reasons why this day is a good one. Not only because we're like getting a second by second closer to the weekend, but I actually have a nice co-host today. Hey, Ruby.
Hello, Sia.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm excited. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Anytime.
You
know,
don't you like the term that they used to describe the show today?
Yes.
The
old
format?
Intern.
Yes.
Interviewing the new intern.
Did you think you'd be doing this as you signed up to intern with us?
No,
week?
I did not think so.
But it's all fun.
Definitely. Anything is fun with you.
Yeah. Oh, see? She got the right stuff. She's already complimenting me. But listen, we aren't alone in this discussion. So if you do want to add in any way, shape, or form, you can always message us on our WeChat official account. It's Cliff Central. All you have to do is tap connect and message to show, or else you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at @Sia_SF. Because why, Ruby, who will we be chatting to today?
Daniel Joao.
And I think with a name like Daniel Joao, you already suffice to be on the show. But actually, he's a fitness model, he's a musician, he's a former Mr. South Africa finalist,
and he's hot.
Oh, okay. After me being all biographical and trying to be boring, Ruby just summarized it all. But listen, if you don't know what show this is, first of all, shame on you. But secondly, this is
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
All right, so before we get into all the nitty-gritty with our guest who will be joining us in a little bit, I feel like we need to catch up with Ruby, because Ruby, you actually... We met last year, right?
Yes.
And you came and we actually co-hosted the Youth Day show last year as well.
Yes, we did.
So look at that, how time has gone. Like, what did you think of that versus now?
I think it's definitely different. Now I'm older.
Oh, right.
You're older.
Listen, it's a few months. Don't make me sound like I need anti-wrinkle cream or something. Yeah. But you were in matric. Let's talk about your results, because I feel like I have to be the proud papa in this equation and really like...
You sound like my mother.
Yeah, exactly. You should be proud. What did you actually end up getting?
I got 7 distinctions.
Thank you. So take that, everyone who feels horrible about themselves, because I already feel horrible about myself. 7 distinctions.
Yes.
Which subjects?
Okay, we don't need to name all of them,
Sia. No, we need to, because we're going to make you feel even bigger and better about yourself than you already do. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, the 4 compulsory.
English, I assume.
English, maths, Afrikaans, and what's the other compulsory?
Science?
No.
I've forgotten. Biology, physics?
Okay, I don't know. And then there's...
Wait, hold up. This is my big one, because I always like was horrible with maths. What did you get for maths?
Maths, I got 85. But anyways, that doesn't matter. Let's move on.
It does matter because I feel horrible. Okay, so that's 4. We'll just say take science as a 4th compulsory. Then with the other 3?
Drama, history, and...
It has to be a language, shouldn't it?
I've honestly forgotten.
She's trying this whole modesty thing. But when you have 7 distinctions, there's no room for modesty. So after that, what is your plan for life after school?
Well, I mean, right now, I am studying at UCT.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm studying philosophy, politics, and economics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that your 100% decision?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you're always into nice theoretical, why it happened, when it happened,
yeah,
how
and
it
it's
happened.
Very broad. Yeah. So, I mean, that's exciting.
How's UCT life? Because I feel, I always say this, UCT life is like meant for some people and it's not meant for others.
Well, I think it's meant for me, but it's very chilled. It's laid back. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people walk around barefoot.
You see, that's why I said it's meant for. I could not do that. You see, like, some people can walk around barefoot and they look cool. I'll just walk around barefoot.
No, it doesn't look cool.
Well, you know, they can have, like, the shaggy hair and look like they haven't showered. I would just look like a mess. Full stop.
Don't worry, me too.
Okay, so you live in Res.
Yes, I'm in Res.
What's the name of your Res?
Gracia Michelle.
Okay, and explain this to me, because I missed out on this whole, like, Res situation.
I don't think Res life is too much to miss out on.
Well, all I know is you have a nice roommate.
Yeah, I have Shout out to her. Shout out to my roommate.
And then, like, you're all up in each other's business.
Yeah, I mean, you hear each other chew, breathe. You know, anyone has stomach movement, you hear that too.
So that's a big thing for you.
That's
clearly
a big thing, yeah.
Well, you had never met her, and here you are now knowing that you're going to spend a year with each other. How does that first conversation go? Like, do you go, listen, I'm not a morning person. Don't talk to me between these hours.
Don't
bring people over.
No, you just find out about each other and see, like, how you click.
Yeah.
We just happen to, luckily. But some people don't.
Do you have, like, unwritten rules with things? Like, do you guys, like, no, after 9 p.m., maybe don't bring friends over.
Like, maybe don't fart in the room would be good.
Oh, I thought of a whole new dimension of sharing a room with someone.
And we're trying to figure out, like, if one of us gets a boyfriend.
Yeah.
How are we going to handle it?
Yeah, because sharing is caring to a certain point.
Yeah,
then we don't necessarily want to share. Okay, but hold up, your mother must be happy then. So no boyfriend, that's good.
Yeah.
And then, like, but we have to talk about partying.
I don't know.
But the partying life is good nonetheless.
No, definitely. I think that's what Cape Town is good for.
And this is what I'm also slightly concerned about most of the time, is that, like, when you are in Res, you just have to be immersed in the culture. And I feel like people will be hanging around wanting to jump on jammies. You see, that's a cool UCT talk.
You feel cool.
Jammy is a bus.
Yeah,
right?
It's the blue bus we take to campus and all of that.
Exactly. So, like, you jump on a jammy and you're going out to, like,
We jump on.
Well, I don't know what sort of terminology you use.
Okay, we jump on a jammy.
And you go out to, like, Long Street and Bree Street and you party. That's not me. I wouldn't want to do that.
So what do you want to do?
I just
want to sit on the couch, sip some tea, just be fabulous here.
I want to sit on the long... What are the big steps called?
Jamison Hall, jammy steps.
That's what I want to do. And because I feel like, what else do you do as a UCT
student? So you just want to watch people.
Without sounding like a stalker, yes.
Okay.
Are you involved in stuff around campus? Is that nice and cool?
No, not yet. I thought, like, first semester I'll just chill for a bit, but maybe I'll join some societies in second semester.
Because, to say the least, it was a very exciting year for you. Well, I use exciting with a few inverted commas, PSA, for you to get into UCT.
Because yeah, definitely.
Of what has been happening this year with, like, the statues and the protests and the, you know, powerful people saying things.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it without offending some people. What's your take on it? I have to ask you.
I mean, I think, yeah, it was a good thing that the statue came down. And, you know, students are speaking out.
Yeah.
It's creating a platform for students to speak to each other, say what they really think.
Yeah.
You know, speaking with the institution, UCT itself. So I guess we'll just see where it goes from here. They definitely want more.
How was the atmosphere then? I cannot even begin to imagine the atmosphere during the whole protest before the statue was even taken down.
It was really exciting. Like, you know, we would have the people that were camping out and they would come on campus and they'll be like, you know, they hadn't showered because they were living on campus and they wouldn't be wearing shoes, and they'll come and they'll take a chair and sit on the quads and, like, speak to us and just say this powerful speeches.
Like, they really being all emotive.
I mean,
and
they were really, yeah, very interested in it. So,
were there people who were just like, I get your fight, you know, kudos to you, but I just want to sleep, so please keep this.
Yes. I mean, they would, like, sing in the evening, so that's what you would hear. But
no.
Yeah.
Okay. When the statue actually.
Let me actually tell you a story.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with my res room, I can see into, like, the study rooms in my res.
Uh-huh.
So there was one hallway, and in our res, we have, like, first years, second years, third years, and obviously I'm a first year.
Mm-hmm.
So the second and third years kind of treat us a bit shitty. Like, they're like, we are the queens.
Exactly.
So now, something, a new development had just happened with the statue, and I didn't know this. So I was studying for my ECOS test. Uh-huh. So Ruby's in her room, she's studying, it's quiet,
being
you
a
know.
Nice, diligent student. Yes. Exactly.
Then now everyone in the res just goes crazy. Like, they're running through the hallways and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have no idea what's going on with the statue. So I'm just highly irritated. So now I look out my window and I see that, like, you know, people are in the hallway and whatever. So I shout out the window and I'm like, excuse me, can you please shut the fuck up? I'm trying to study.
Basically, you wanted to kill yourself. You nearly died.
And then now it was a second year that I was shouting at. And she's one of the people that hands out the meal cards in the cafeteria. So.
Did you? No, no, no. Hold up. You can't just leave it like that. Were you, like, starved for a week?
It was just awkward every time I had to go get food. It was horrible.
Okay, so you have a meal card. Is it like a nice, not necessarily 5-star buffet, but it's like, I mean, 3-star? Do we?
The consensus is just don't think too hard about what you're eating. Just eat it.
What does that mean?
I mean,
because I just finished watching Orange is the New Black. Okay.
Okay. No, and we're not in a prison. Not quite.
Okay, so not necessarily Orange is the New Black prison vibe.
No.
Okay. But how bad?
Well, let's just say they put fancy names on the menu and you don't really know what you're going to eat. And then you see, like, oh, okay, it's just rice and soup. But, like, there's a fancy name. Like,
yeah.
French or Italian or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, we can't complain much, right?
No, no. It's a wonderful res.
It's a good, nice overall
It's a good life.
Experience.
I'm in university. I'm living. I'm yeah. happy. I mean, you can't really ask for more.
Oh, by the way, just to wrap this up adequately, are you one of those people who hikes up to, like, Chapman's Peak or wants to take, like, selfies on Table Mountains?
I mean, want to is the word.
Oh, but you haven't. We aren't that. Okay.
I haven't done that yet. No.
Because that's what I hate about having friends from Cape Town as well, is you see, like...
Yeah, everyone's just like, you know, lion's head, let's do it.
Sunday morning, you'll see, like, my whole Facebook timeline is just full of, like, pictures of them hiking. I'm like, well...
I'm sure you can, like, get a green screen and just get lion's head as
your
background, right?
That is a possibility,
right?
Because I'm not about that life. I think a good breakfast and Sunday TV is better than hiking that far. But it's one of those things. We won't hold it against them.
Yes.
Exactly. But UCT life done and dusted, nice and good.
Yeah, really good.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
So I have a few stories about this because we're going to be nice and inspirational and philosophical since
All
I
right.
have the philosophy.
Philosophy.
Philosophy student. There we go.
Let's philosophize.
Okay, so we're ready to talk about young up and coming people.
All right.
Okay. So I feel like we need a drum roll or something. Let me get something going. Okay. Let's get something nice. No, not that one. There we go. This is cool. Are we ready? It's going to be official as we round up news.
On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
There we go. We are now in our news voice. Okay, so this is very, very cool. On a serious note, I do like to highlight young up-and-coming people who are doing great things in the world. And this is what Untapped Talent is all about. And so I heard of this story, and I really think kudos on these young people, and more especially because they're African as well, and they're doing awesome things. So there are Nigerian brothers, Anese and Osine Ikanonosime.
Mm.
I apologize if I just butchered your surname, but the passion is there. Okay. So there, Anese is 13 and Osine is 15, and they've actually developed a mobile web browser that's said to be faster than Google Chrome.
Wow.
What were you doing at 13?
Not that.
Exactly.
Planning my sweet 13.
Yeah, I still thought Michael Jackson was a good role model at the age of 13. So on the surface, the Ikanosime brothers are just like any other teenage boys. They love playing soccer and have a keen interest in learning new things. But can the average boy claim to have coded and designed a web browser specifically designed to work fast and seamlessly on all cell phones, particularly low-end phones? So probably not, but the claim the brothers can back up. So together, they are self-taught coders and interface designers, and they've developed this Android web browser they named the Crocodile Browser Lite 3.0, which has become a popular download in the Google Play Store. So how cool is that?
That is so cool. I wish I could. I can barely use Excel. I wish I could code.
It's still, like, I just wonder, with things like these, you are developing software that's about to rival Google, you know, Google's Chrome. It's flipping massive at the age of 13 and 15. What lays like in front of you for the rest of your future?
Exactly. If you start there.
Yeah. So
I mean, clearly, it's only upwards.
Clearly a bright and a half future, definitely there. This is the funny thing though. There's been a review on the actual browser and they said the browser's speed equates with the speed of the world's fastest sprinter, Jamaican athlete Usain Bolt.
You should name it Bolt.
Maybe there's like a trademark issue.
Or like 2.0.
Yeah, okay. But still, kudos to the brothers who are doing awesome, awesome stuff. But okay, here's something else on a nice lighthearted note. So, you know, the end of the year wraps up at school, and clearly America has different like terms to us in South Africa. But, you know, a valedictorian and the speech at a ceremony as you leave high school is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
You still remember like your final assembly?
Yes, I do.
Were you one of those girls who cried? I'm not going to hold it against you.
I mean, I think we should move on.
I will actually put it out there. I had a speech to say in the final assembly, and I got through the whole speech and the last line. Done. I sounded like bawling my eyes out.
So, yeah.
I felt like a big dweeb. But anyway, so now that I've announced that, didn't you cry as well?
I did.
Okay. Like how bad? Like a tear or like an ugly cry?
I mean,
cry?
Not like Kim Kardashian cry.
Okay.
But, you know, just a few steps back.
But this is what I like. So valedictorian Colin Yost, who goes to Portsmouth High School in America, was like really getting, you know, he's known as a bit of a nerd at school. And so the parents are sitting there, his rest of the grade are sitting there, the people recording this. So it's a really real big serious event. So he starts off, he's about to wrap up his speech. Now, mind you, the stage is set. That's a very serious tone. Everything is going well. And then he starts off saying, being a nerd doesn't mean you have glasses, braces, and a pocket protector. It means that you have the focus and ambition to strive for perfection in all of your passions. So, class of 2015, I challenge you to embrace your inner nerdiness. Sometimes you just have to learn to shake it off.
And then they started dancing.
Yes. I can only imagine. So just picture this. 230 school members, his rest of his fellow grade mates, obliged, and they choreographed this whole scene. So 231, technically, school kids started dancing to Taylor Swift's hit song, Shake It Off. So row by row, all of the graduating seniors of New Hampshire School got to their feet. They were all like, you know, stunning and delighting the audience. So I really did think that was quite cool. More especially because it was a whole flash mob. The parents didn't know. The teachers didn't know. But I think it's quite cool to have, you know, it's that final time where you get to leave a lasting impression or legacy to your school.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what you call squad goals.
Exactly. From like, quote unquote, nerd to yes. going off. Getting the whole grade to dance to Taylor Swift. I wish I did that now.
That's so cool.
In retrospect, I just signed off my last line in tears. So that.
I mean, yeah. Not as cool.
I'll be honest about it. What did you do for your last day of school?
Our last day of school, what did we do? I think we all just like left school early and just went to the mall.
Oh,
that's
wow.
about it.
So like nothing traditional, like go to the teachers and say, thank you so much. This is great. You didn't shake the principal's hand. You're just like over this.
Yeah, we're just like, bye. Okay.
That just took like the whole emphasis out of it. But listen, Colin actually says, I've always wanted to do a flash mob and I thought graduation would be the perfect place because our class is very cohesive and doesn't really have a lot of cliques. As we practiced, the energy was just building and everyone was feeling how great it was to work together and send this positive message. So
that sounds so cool.
I know. I wish we were that close and cool with my grade, but we're totally over it. Okay, as we wrap up, nice, heartwarming, inspiring news of young up-and-comers out there. Last story is, it was all good and well. Pharrell was in England. He was performing out there. And come on, it's one of those songs. We all know this song. And whatever you can say, you cannot hear it enough. Happy. Does Happy still
song.
Make you happy?
Yes, it does.
Like, I used to be that person, like, oh, whatever, I'm over the song, can we just, like, move past it? Pharrell, thank you very much. But as soon as it comes on, you cannot help but actually dance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't, I was actually going to try and find it just to surprise you and like play it nicely.
Wow,
for
that's
you.
Sweet. I mean, it's a thought that counts.
Thank you for making my technical difficulty just slip past dramatically. But yeah, so Pharrell was in England dancing along to Happy. And so he started bringing like all these kids onto stage to dance with him. So it was all nice and sweet. These are like young kids, like 5, 6 years old. It's very, very cute. And then all of a sudden, with this whole group of children, everyone started like diverting their attention to one kid in particular. So his name is 7-year-old Dylan Barraclough.
His name was 7-year-old.
No, his name is Dylan Barraclough. And he's a 7-year-old. Thank you very much. And he actually came on with like this Michael Jackson fedora hat. And he was starting to like move along with like the Thriller to like Thriller dance moves. And so just imagine for this like 7-year-old to be dancing in this arena in front of like 13,000 people. All of a sudden, nobody could even care who this Pharrell guy was, but was actually looking at Dylan Barraclough. So I have to tell you, the video I watched on YouTube, it was like one of those, I'm not a mushy mushy person, but to watch that really I'm not, but to watch that video was very, very cool. And on top of that, the person who recorded the video was Dylan's father. And what makes it even cuter, Dylan's father, Jamie, is in the background. You can hear his father go like, go Dylan! It is, yeah. So if you need to sort of get a pick-me-up today, that's definitely something to watch. Dylan's father says, you know, he can be hearing screaming, that's my boy, throughout the entire video. And that afterwards, he was just told the press that he was absolutely ecstatic to be part of it. So that's
I wish I had
cool.
that confidence at 7.
Listen, at 7 years old, you see, I don't know if I should have like brought these stories up because we have the 13 and 15 year olds who've developed web, like a whole new web browser, and they're doing great stuff at such a young age. At 7 years old, you're already cool by dancing along with Pharrell. Like, what more do you want in your life?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do from 7 years old dancing to Pharrell? I'm sorry to say this, but your life is going to go downhill from there. Like, what's next for you?
Hate is going to hate.
I'm just saying, where are we on Team Pharrell? Is that cool?
He's cool.
Okay, what are the UCT
And didn't he just sign something with Woolies?
He's like coming to the country in September. So let's get our
stalking.
So you're
going
to
get me tickets, obviously.
Totally, because I'm Oprah like that. But wait, what? No, I'm not. What are the UCT kids into these days?
What type of music are we into?
Yeah, what's the cool thing?
I think everyone's pretty different, but I mean, mainstream music in general yeah. is pretty cool. Like, you know, Iggy Azalea.
Do we like Iggy Azalea?
I like Iggy Azalea.
Okay, then I'll refrain from judging. Do you honestly like her new song with Britney Spears?
I like the song. The music video, I don't know, but I like the song.
Okay, so Iggy Azalea is still a big thing. All right, which other artists?
Obviously Beyonce.
Of course. Okay, I can side by that.
Good. And as you were telling me the other day, who just has a new song out?
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Janet Jackson. Can I take this moment just to chat about the great... Okay, I won't. But I'm just saying, Janet Jackson. If you haven't heard it, just do yourself a favor. Just listen to Janet Jackson. You know, I think by next week, I'll have the song on the system personally, and we'll listen to that. Okay.
Will you ever see a rendition for us?
No, because we learned the truth, and that is you just... If you can't sing, you can't sing. And so you move past that.
All right.
But you know what? Do you know who actually can sing? And do you know who's actually nice and talented?
Who's this?
Daniel Zhuao.
Okay.
Are you ready? He's yes. our guest. So, like, I don't even know. His whole lineup and his CV cannot be, like, written out or explained adequately. Because he's, like, a jack of all trades. And he makes us seem like we don't do anything at all with our lives. But fitness model, musician, he... does everything and a half, and I'm very, very excited to chat to him coming up in just a little bit. So Ruby's still with me, I'm still with you. This is cliffcentral.com. More especially, this is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio.
cliffcentral.com.
This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. We're still continuing with the discussion. First and foremost, I was catching up with my special left in command.
Special, wonderful, beautiful.
And
what
who's
else?
Not modest, clearly, because she can describe herself eloquently. Ruby, she's our intern for the week.
Or two, exactly. Three.
And she's basically enjoying her time here. So what's even better? She joins me in studio. So that's nice and awesome. And then now we finally have our guest in studio as well, Mr. Daniel Zhuwow. So basically, you can spell it J-W-O-W.
J something.
He's already getting all cool with us. Okay, so we cannot bring Daniel in, firstly, without even having an impromptu Portuguese lesson. So, Daniel, you speak English, Portuguese, French, and Afrikaans.
Yeah, no, just for control. Yeah. Just a bit. Honestly, I do speak all those languages. Yeah. I think that it's important. I mean, it's, especially with the fact that I usually have to deal with people. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say, a common factor groups people. Now the fact that I can speak a language you can speak, we'll easily get along. So, yeah, that's the reason why I know a couple of languages.
Okay, so Portuguese. I feel like that's the nice, fanciest one.
It's the sexiest one.
How do I simply say hello in Portuguese?
You remove the H. You say alô.
Alô.
That's exactly how I answer the phone, by the way.
Alô.
Alô.
Oh. Alô, Ruby.
Alô.
All I know in Portuguese as well is obrigado.
Obrigado, which is thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. My full name, Sia, Sia is not my full name. Uh-huh. Siabonga means we thank you in isiZulu. So my name in Portuguese would be obrigado.
Obrigado.
Thank
basically.
You.
Wow.
For the purpose of this interview, can everyone please refer to me as obrigado? Moving on. Okay. How are you in Portuguese?
Como estás?
Como estás?
Uh-huh.
Como estás, Daniel João?
Estou tudo bem, e tu?
Yeah.
You can say tudo bem to say everything as well.
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem.
Perfectly
it's one
pronounced
of those
as well.
So, Daniel, how do we even begin to encapsulate all the things that you do? You are a fitness model,
uh-huh.
a musician,
yes.
an actor.
Uh-huh.
You were once listed in, you're not even listed, but you even won in 2014 as Heat South Africa's sexiest man. I'm sure that title does not hurt. Like, you're basically a jack of all trades. Dancer, uh-huh. rapper, and MC as well. Who is Daniel? Where did he grow up and why is he into everything?
I'm into everything because I can do everything. I was born in Angola.
Uh-huh.
I grew up here in South Africa, fortunately. Uh-huh. And ever since, this is how I found myself. And I'm so grateful that, I grew up here. I believe that location is important. Location shapes a person. Location describes your story. Location directs your story. So yeah. I got here and I discovered several things that I can do and I did not ignore them at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to be a hip-hop dancer.
Casually. I used to do the two-step, just moving from left to right. That's what I used to do.
And at the same time, I was practicing my ability to make music,
yeah.
which was a perfect combination. By the time school was getting in the way, so I decided to stop. And I used to take a lot of pictures on Facebook, not knowing that I was practicing for today. You know, they say that the answers to your future are in the past. Now that I look back, I look uh-huh. at all those pictures and all those selfies I was taking by the time, I say, wow, had I not taken them, I was not going to be this good at what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So I am also an actor, of course. I'm very dramatic. And I'm very blessed, but at the same time, and I feel like, you know, If you can do something now and you find out that you can do several other things, do not ignore them. That's the thing of the past. People find out what they can do and mm-hmm. practice on that thing alone.
Yeah.
They start to polish it and they become perfect at it. But we're in a time whereby if you can do so many things, mm-hmm. then do so many things.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what Daniel João is all about. So many things.
João.
João.
Exactly.
So if I take enough selfies, you know, maybe.
Listen, Kim Kardashian. Kardashian's now an author. She has a book of selfies called uh-huh. Selfish.
Selfish. I saw that as well.
The horizons are huge and they're open and they're waiting for you, Ruby.
Yes.
Well, Ruby, you know, with that said, you have to be super careful. You know, practicing someone else's purpose is a shortcut to unhappiness.
Ooh.
You know, it's all
now
about it's all about finding yourself and spending time with yourself that you find out what you're capable of doing, and that is how you find happiness. You know?
So, I think you should come lecture my philosophy.
Tell me about it. I'm not one to be very stereotypical about things, but you know, I get the sense that you're very spirited and there's something about your culture. Uh-huh. You know, usually people shy away from the connotations of their culture, like, oh no, uh-huh. You know, people say, I'm Zulu and I know how to fight. No, uh-huh. I don't know how to fight. I know how to run away. But you're Portuguese. I feel like, you know, the whole artsy vibe, the dancing, uh-huh. It just comes naturally to you.
And once again, I'm very grateful for that, mm-hmm. because had an element been missing from Daniel Juan, from what you see now,
yeah,
you probably not see what you see now, you know. So I feel like every single thing that people use to define a person makes a person,
yeah.
And once again, it has to do with self knowledge. People should not ignore who they are. People should instead ignore what people say they are. But with that said, I don't expect anyone now to be arrogant and say that you know, let me not listen to what people have to say, because yeah. Feedback is one thing that helps you you know, manage yourself, help you become a better version of yourself. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one of those things. And you know, to my community and my people out there, I want you guys to just be yourself, because that is one of the hardest thing kids or the youth is struggling to do.
Exactly,
you know. So
but where did you learn that from?
From my father. My father, communication is important.
He's a pastor.
He's a
very, yeah.
I my see father's the apple, a
I see the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Very
He's a pastor.
Yeah.
And he's been my mentor. He's been my motivation. He's always been there for me. You know, and once again, I think that communication is very relevant. So many people that I hang out with don't really communicate well with their parents, and it's visible. Mm. It's visible. By the way, you know, I know that I speak so much of, you know, motivation and changing people's lives. I really, really, really do see the importance of motivation, and I want to be, a motivational speaker. I want to go around.
As if your CV is not long enough.
No.
Let's casually add motivational.
By the end of the day, it's about making a difference.
Yeah.
But making a difference.
Oh, hold up. Now I have to bring this up. You're also a rapper.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, do you think you could motivate people while rapping?
Rapping.
Yeah, let's just get a few, what did the cool kids say, Ruby? Get a few bars.
I guess so.
Of motivation. A motivational rap.
A motivational rap?
Yeah.
Okay,
put him on the spot.
You put me on the spot.
It's good talent. Okay.
Well, I don't freestyle, by the way.
Okay.
I don't freestyle. I just make good music. You know, it's also about knowing your place, you know? Know your place. Know your place. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. I'm not really about freestyling. I'll probably be like, yo, listen. No, I'm not about that. But if you put me seated and I decide to sit myself and I say that right now I want to make good music based on how I feel, then I'll make good music based on how I feel.
So what does Daniel João rap about?
Honestly, I rap about general things that you see in life. But the thing is, you know, when it comes to hip hop, it becomes a bit complicated. You uh-huh. can get a hip hop definition of an aspect, and you can also, if you're a flexible person, of course, you can get how can I say, a view based on life from the same context of a song. So if someone is singing about being in love with the stripper, I'll think of love, you know, yes. Whereby a hip hop person will stick directly to the context of the song. So it all has to do with how you think and how flexible you are. So my music is just about how I feel, about how I'm doing.
But then that begs the question.
Uh-huh.
So you hear a song like Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle by Jason Derulo. And so Daniel sits there, goes, no, you know, he was at least in a good space, or it's a life experience.
The movement of life.
Of course, it was like what he was going through in life. How can you sit there and go, Jason, good on you, dude?
The song is good.
Oh.
The song is good. I mean, that's something good. You can be motivated by that.
Okay.
I mean, he got everybody singing. You can think of influence.
Yeah.
That's what I get from that. I can get influence. This guy, he made something so bad seem so good, and he still managed to do one thing a lot of people who are good struggle to do, which is influence. So he's an influencer.
Look at you that seeing the true. Silver
lining. I'm telling you. Okay.
So is that the sort of process you go through when you create your music?
Honestly, yes. Uh-huh. That's exactly what I do.
So you aim to influence.
I aim to influence. I mean, if that's not the aim, then you might as well sit down, you know, because yeah. by the end of the day, every single person who is out there trying to be different is aiming to do one thing, to make a difference. Through difference, you influence. Mm-hmm. So that is exactly what I'm all about.
Because, well, Ruby, Daniel has a new song out, and it's called She Ain't My Type. Just from your perspective, Ruby, what do you think Daniel was going through when he thought, yeah, that's the title of my next song?
You know, he thought, let me just philosophize about women. Mm. Yeah, let me just think about them and their difference. Yeah.
Actually, it's something close to that. What I thought about by the time, if I was giving... To give you the original aspect to the song, it's about, you know, you being into someone and having to compromise, having to change a bit to understand the person. So you find an understanding so you can benefit and the person benefits as well. So, she ain't my type. So if the girl is bad, you'll be bad for her. Mm. And, it's flexibility and then change her to be good. And then by the end of the day, you're both happy.
I don't know what else to say, so I'll just let the song speak. This is Daniel Zhuao with She Ain't My Type.
My Type.
She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type. She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type. She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type. She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type.
Girl on the flow, tighter than a carpet. Why you acting tough, baby girl? I know you're bluffing. You're chilling with this one up, and they think that they're passing. I'm hanging with the team, and the team is never passing. Everybody wanna party, sorry. Looking at our women, and they all looking like Barbie. I'm touching on her body looking Bugatti. We do this every day, so I see just little Charlie. Yeah. Baby girl, come over here. Let your best friend look this day. While we prepare, chilling with my mamas over here. While we playing truth and dare.
She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type, she ain't my type. But I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type, she ain't my type. But I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type, she ain't my type. But I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type.
You ain't my type, unless you took it over Skype. Unless you play with this big pipe, don't kill my vibe. Baby girl, sex my type. You know you ain't gotta prescribe. Everybody wanna party, sorry. Your girl is sipping on my cum, looking alcoholic. I'm feeling kinda sad, cause it's kinda toxic. I'm feeling kinda bad, cause it's kinda ironic. Baby girl, come over here. Let your best friend look this day. While we prepare, chilling with my mamas over here. While we're playing truth and dare.
She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type. She ain't my type, but I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type, she ain't my type. But I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type, she ain't my type. But I'm tryna be her type. But I'm tryna be her type.
You ain't my type, unless you took it over Skype. Unless you play with this big pipe, don't kill my vibe. Baby girl, sex my tribe. You know you ain't gotta prescribe.
Ah, that is Daniel Zhuao. She ain't my type. Now, listen, like, we're done. That's it. That's a song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because as I was saying, sometimes you think, what are you going to say when you have a musician? And, you know, making music is such a personal process. Uh-huh. Sometimes, like, you don't want to offend the person, uh-huh. but you literally got everyone off their chairs in the production booth behind the scenes.
I felt good about that.
And they were dancing along.
Influence.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me
a creation
feel
like that.
Like, I'm actually achieving my purpose, which is to influence, because through my music, I got people to move, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can motivate people nowadays and they won't do anything about the motivation itself.
Yeah.
But I motivated people through music to such an extent where they stood up and they moved and they felt some sort of emotion.
They pasarad.
They pasarad.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to put my dear. Balesa is a dear. She's a fantastic producer. She's usually in the corner and very quiet. But during the song, she wants to learn how to pasada. What's pasadaring?
Pasada is a dance you usually find in Angola. It's an Angolan thing. Where here you have maybe, what do you call, spanzi, or you have, what else do you have?
So, is it like a salsa?
It's salsa, but it's more
Portuguese
intimate.
Salsa.
It's about kizomba, you know, it's close
kizomba.
To Latin.
I just feel like using words like that, I can dance. I just want a kizomba.
So what are we calling you from now on? What's your name?
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Mi nombre obrigado.
Meu nome é obrigado. Meu nome é obrigado.
Mio nombre obrigado.
Is it nombre number?
No, I don't know where they came from. I was about to ask you. No, numero is number.
Oh, what
nome? Nome.
I was close enough.
You were very close. You tried and you failed. Oh. Trying is the intentions to fail.
Let's speak about the truth though. Uh-huh. You had all the ladies as well behind the scenes, all up on here.
Uh-huh.
We have to talk about the obvious here.
Uh-huh.
Sexiest man finalist, all of these titles, not getting anyone in trouble. Because there's a lovely lady also waiting on the other side. But what does a title like that mean to you?
Oof. It means a lot. Mm-hmm. It means that
do you carry that around? Like, do you walk into a room like, sorry, I can't sit over there. It's in the sun and I need a fan.
No.
Unbeat Magazine's 2014 sexiest man.
Honestly, I don't let it get to my head, but I think about it. I think about it.
Is there such a thing as pretty privilege?
Wow. I think so. I know so. Yes.
So you have noticed people treating you differently because you look better than the average. Let's put it that way. I've had nobody. When I walk into a room, nobody wants to posada with me.
I'll
posada with you. Thank you, Ruby. And I'm sure you're not doing that out of pity. You really
are. Yes.
Yeah, I feel so good about myself. So when people, do you then start to doubt certain relationships as like, are people wanting to hang out with me just because they want a good Instagram picture or they genuinely think I'm cool guy?
Usually I don't think of their intentions.
Yeah.
Because I'm flexible enough to convert any intentions to a good intention. So even if
Hold up, this is getting deep. Hold on. You're converting every intention into a good intention. Yeah.
You know, because it could be that the person just wants the simplest thing such as a selfie. Mm-hmm. You know, what's so productive about that? But I can use that moment to say something to change the person's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what.
So I'm going to let Ruby do the talking about this as we talk about pretty privilege. Someone who's very active as well on Instagram is Mr. Daniel
Joao.
Or in Instagram terms, Daniel Joao underscore.
Underscore.
Ruby, do try to summarize what you see on the feed.
It's just lovely. It's just so nice to look at.
I just love that Ruby was so wholesome at the beginning of the show. We were talking about philosophy and how to change the world.
It's lovely.
Now she can't string any words together.
By lovely, she means that she sees fitness there, she sees music there, she sees, what else do you see?
A good looking guy.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Ruby.
I'll keep this as a family show. Moving on. Daniel, what's next for you?
What's next? There's so many things, eh? I'm currently working on a project with Voigush. They want me to be a presenter. Voigush. Voigush.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to speak another language, make sure your mouth is flexible. That's a theory. Voigush. There you go.
That is good.
There you go. That's perfect.
What language is that?
It's Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a show that basically goes out there and creates a platform for people who are making a difference.
Yeah.
It could be musically, it could be a business idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm so honored because now I basically practice my passion, which is to go out there and portray any person with an ability to all the African countries. I mean, to Africa itself, sorry, and the continent itself. So I'm really happy about that. I'm going to enter Mr. Pretoria. I'm currently running for Mr. South Africa.
Awesome.
And obviously, I'm working on my mixtape called Africa. Africa.
I feel like that's also, how's it spelled?
Africa.
I knew it.
Africa.
It's Africa.
Because in Africa, as Africans, we struggled so much in the past. And I feel like we can't make music we cry to. We have to make music we should dance to.
Mm.
You know, it's our time to be happy. It's our time to progress. So that's exactly what the mixtape is about. And, next year, of course, I'm opening up my own clothing line because I love to look good.
What are you not doing?
Give us a chance. Give us a chance. Yesterday you were meeting with dancers for your music video as
well. My music video, yes.
Awesome. When can we expect that?
My music video in 2 months' time. I want to shoot She Ain't My Type. I really love the song. And a lot of people love it as well. I mean, by the end of the day, it's about the people. Your brand is not what you say your brand is. Your brand is what people say about your brand. So people love the song and I'm ready to shoot it. So within 2 months' time, I'll be prepared. I'll have so many people involved that are part of my industry, like models. I'll have dancers, you know. So it's just a club kind of banger.
She Ain't My Type. You're just going to be in the moment vibing there. Can you get a sneak peek on the concept of the music video?
The music video, I'm all about simplicity. I believe that simplicity is the best way to demonstrate sophistication. Mm-hmm. So I want to...
Sorry.
Listen to those words.
Simplicity is the best way to
demonstrate
sophistication. Sophistication. I got it. Okay. So we're keeping it simple.
Simple, yes.
Do you potentially maybe, you know, and I'm really asking this hypothetically, for, you know, two free spaces, you know, for a certain Ruby in the room.
And Sia.
I think, you know, I was going to offer mine to Balesa.
Okay.
Don't ever say I wasn't a nice person. They can bust at her in the background. But that's, you know, I really do think the world is your oyster. You're still so young. You've done so many things. You know, you've been featured on Top Billing, Isidingo, Espresso. Mm-hmm. You've been featured on the online magazine Prevedar, you know, with the likes of Bonang Matheb and Maps Maponyane. You've been in retail catalogs. Like, Daniel, basically, it's going to be Daniel's domination.
It has to be.
It has to be.
If that is not so, then I failed my purpose.
You see, and there it goes. He's taking us to church, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel, thank you so much for stopping by this
honor.
Morning.
It's
from
an
She
honor.
Ain't My Type to discovering purpose to I still think you should rap and motivate all at once.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure having you in studio.
It's a pleasure as well. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
No, awesome, awesome stuff. Ruby?
Yes, yeah.
That, like, done and dusted.
Done and dusted.
That's another show. How was that?
You see, it was what, great.
Wasn't I a good person this morning?
So wonderful, yeah. Just so inspirational.
That's why I keep her around. Because she has fantastic, fantastic compliments just thrown my way all the time.
Balesa, sorry, before we go, could you please just help me pronounce a word I struggle to pronounce? The C I happens to struggle to pronounce as well. Fella, 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 papo.
This is when we end the show. Getting people out. Listen, it's another edition of Untapped Talent, done and dusted. Thank you so much to my guest, Daniel João.
Hala.
Obrigado, Daniel.
Prazer. See ya.
I don't know what that means, but I think that's
pleasure.
There we go. To my awesome, awesome co-host this week, Ruby.
Thank you, having you
in studio. Most especially, thank you for listening in. We do this every single Friday from 9 till 10 right here on cliffcentral.com. You can download the podcast on www.cliffcentral.com in a few minutes, and you can have fun galore as you listen to it. But let's also answer a few messages on WeChat before we go. Let's get a few seconds there. Marek says, Sia, how do I send a proposal to Cliff Central? Well, listen, if you want to be on the show, it's very, very simple. Untapped@cliffcentral.com and I can get all your info on there. And then Nora Max says, Daniel, when Top Billing visited you, was that really your house?
Family house is my house. It was my father's house.
It was your house. Okay, Nora Mack, it was his house. But we're done with that. Awesome, awesome day. Keep well, Mensa. All right. So thank you so much to everyone who stopped by. It's absolutely fun and crazy and chaotic in studio, but we like it that way. Until next Friday from 9 a.m., my name is Sia, and I'll see you.
CliffCentral.com.